At the De Wild Cheetah Center near Pretoria, South Africa, Anne van Dyck is trying to keep one of the big cats from grabbing the microphone like prey and running off with it.
He likes the microphone. Just a nibble.
Van Dyck has been raising cheetahs on this farm for nearly 30 years. It was here where the mysteries of breeding cheetahs in captivity were unraveled and where the decline of cheetah populations was reversed.
When I started this project, the idea was to, of course, breed them and put them back into the wild. That was my dream and that was what we aimed for. But then we started to look around for places to release them. We realized that these places are becoming few and far between.
Even though De Wild couldn't release many more cheetahs into the wild, Van Dyck and her team kept breeding them. They were concerned there weren't enough cheetahs in the wild to keep a stable population. The gene pool was just too small. So Van Dyck began selling cheetahs to game farms and to zoos. One of the De Wild cheetahs is at the St. Louis Zoo. This animal and a half dozen others at the zoo are part of what's called a species survival plan. Steve Bircher is the zoo's curator of carnivores.
Well, a species survival plan is a cooperative breeding effort involving a group of zoos here in North America. And today there are about 100 species that are part of SSPs, including the cheetah. And what this is that we're managing in a limited size population, and by managing the genetics and demographics, we can maintain a certain percentage of genetic diversity or genetic variability.
That way, if disease or habitat loss causes cheetah populations in the wild to decline, the captive cheetahs will be used as backup breeding stock. Bircher concedes genetic diversity of an animal that was once on the endangered species list is only one reason the zoos put so much effort into breeding cheetahs. Big cats are also big draws. People come to the zoos to see these kinds of animals. And Bircher thinks that's okay.
If people come to the zoo, if they learn about the animals in the wild, and if they are concerned about protecting African lions, for instance, that are not endangered, but they may support our conservation efforts, which will then help other endangered species that live in the same environment as the African lions. So endangered status is only one criteria that we use, and public appeal is very important.
Bircher says the animals in the zoo are an introduction to wildlife conservation. But some conservation organizations feel the efforts zoos are making are limited. The World Wildlife Fund says it does not oppose captive breeding programs such as the ones in zoos, but the WWF says it's more important to save a species by saving its habitat. Karen Barragona is with the World Wildlife Fund.
Many zoos are doing quite a good job of very systematically preserving the genetic diversity of these kinds of endangered species. But if you're looking to conserve biodiversity, if you're looking to conserve the whole range of species that make an ecosystem work, zoos can't do that. And the way to really preserve a natural system and the habitat that endangered species need in order to survive is to focus on the whole system.
Barragona says when zoos single out one species to save, it's generally the big charismatic animals, such as cheetahs, that attract crowds. In South Africa, at the De Wild Cheetah Center, Anne van Dyck says both approaches are valuable. She says, of course, preserving habitat is important, but sometimes zoos have been able to keep a species alive even after its habitat has disappeared.
There are a number of species that would have died out completely if the zoos hadn't carried on breeding them. I do believe that they play a very important part in the actual keeping the species alive and also in educating the people. Because if you reckon that there were no zoos at all, if zoos were to disappear, the normal child in a city would never ever view wildlife and would never appreciate wildlife, which is the main thing in education, is to make them appreciate what the animal looks like, what it is, part it plays, what role it plays in the whole cycle.
Van Dyck says even though the cheetah is officially off the endangered list, she's worried about the animal's future. In some areas, the cat is still being killed for its pelt, and farmers shoot cheetahs because they sometimes prey on livestock. She says the animals being bred in places such as at De Wildt and in U.S. zoos might one day save the few cheetahs remaining in the wild from extinction. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.